Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so Annie shared the story with it. Where'd you read it? The Toasters?
Yeah.
What is The Toasters? You read that thing all the time.
Okay, so it's
awesome.
It's this podcast, and it's also a YouTube show by these two girls that are from New York, and they started this thing called The Morning Toast. It's like the Millennial Morning Show, but they have all these subgroups, and there's one called Single and Toasted.
So we are stealing,
it's like Reddit for women.
So we're stealing our content for today's show from another show.
I'm sorry. We steal content every day.
I love it.
It's not even like that. It's just it's girls around my age, and they just post about their kind of horror stories.
It's like a group of friends.
Yeah.
And they talk among stuff that like girls like to talk about.
Okay. And this story was that this girl is engaged to be married, and he called the ex to say, "Hey, I'm getting married."
So the girl posted that her ex-boyfriend is getting married, and he reached out to her and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know before you see it on social media, I am getting married."
Which is weird to me. I don't know why you would do that. No. I don't see what do you owe that person that you used to date? It's almost, to me anyway, a sign of disrespect to who you're getting married to. Who cares what that person thinks? I'm in love with this person that's in front of me.
And that's fine, but I think it's a respect thing. You shared a lot of time with your old partner, and you shared, you know, love and memories and stuff, and I think that that's a respect thing. Yeah, for you to tell them.
My ex-husband called me when he got married.
What if it ended horribly, or you have a bunch of garbage exes or something like that? You know?
I feel like this
maybe that person wouldn't reach out. Yeah. But I mean,
I'm wondering if this is a man-woman thing.
I still have a decent relationship with my ex-husband. Right. I mean, we don't talk all the time or whatever, but if I called him, he'd help me. But at the time, it seemed like the nice thing to do.
Even any of the exes that I ended it well with, I'm not going to reach out to anyone.
Okay, so I've got Connie. Are you cool with your fiance reaching out to their ex to tell them about a marriage?
Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. I think it's a sign of respect. Hear it from them and not from a friend or social media. Yeah.
But what if it ended poorly and you don't talk to that person at all or
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. What about if you're getting married? Do you want your fiance calling his ex to tell her so she doesn't get her feelings hurt when she finds out?
Hell yes. I'd be like, I won.
Carson level petty.
Connie? Yeah, she's calling.
She's calling her ex.
Marisa, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I did the same exact thing. I actually just got married in December.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And you know, when I got engaged, I sent a text message to my ex-fiance, and I just gave him a heads up because I knew he was going to see it on social media. So I just think it's a respect thing, just a common courtesy.
It's disrespectful to your new, to your wife, your husband, or whomever.
Well, what if they know that you're doing it?
Yeah, I don't think you need to bring it up. That was your past, and you let your past go, and then you're like, okay, great. You're not trying to be disrespectful to the person there. You're moving on with your life. Mm-hmm. That's not being disrespectful.
And it's funny.
That's just being
a
human.
Salt and I agree 100% about this, and I think you're looking at it from it would be nice to hear from the ex, but think about it if it was your fiance.
I don't care.
That wouldn't upset me, though,
not
and I wouldn't
bit.
Feel disrespected
no.
if he was going
like
to reach out
before,
to somebody.
Because like I said before, you're damn right I won. Go ahead, tell her twice.
We also had mutual friends who were going to come to my wedding, so that was kind of the other thing is he would have heard about it from them. I was just trying to, I just thought it was a respect thing.
Right.
Good enough.
And I did give my fiance, now husband, he knew I was doing it.
All right. Thank you, Marisa. We appreciate that. Got a bunch of text messages too, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of women out there that says, I'm a girl and maybe I feel different because I'm currently engaged, but I definitely would not feel comfortable if my fiance reached out to his ex to tell her individually.
I think if it's a conversation you both have together and this is something you're both okay with, then fine. If you're doing it surreptitiously, though, no. I think that's right, too.
A three-way call?
Well, I don't think it has to be that ridiculous.
Could you hold for so-and-so?
And if you're that insecure about it, maybe need rethink.
I think this is one of those things you don't owe anybody anything. Your happiness is your happiness, mm-hmm. and you're not trying, as long as you're not being malicious about mm-hmm. it, you're not trying to rub it in anybody's face.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.